Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Item 25-19, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Alkanes Street and Davis Highway two-way conversion project. Recommendation here is that the City Council adopt Supplemental Budget Resolution number 2025-3.
So this came up at the City Council meeting last week on Thursday. That's President Jared Moore announcing the item. This is something that has been in the works since Grover Robinson's administration. You remember the history here is that it used to be that there was no I-110. So the primary, and this is me telling you history that existed long before I ever lived here, so I'm counting on the other people who have told me this many, many times. So what they did a long time ago is turned Martin Luther King and Davis into one-way southbound and northbound in order to facilitate traffic. It's something that, you know, cities do when they need to, you know, facilitate in and out, right? So they did that, and it created a, you know, a higher volume of traffic throughput for those two streets. Then they built I-110, and now nobody comes into town on MLK and Davis or leaves town. You know, there's no rush hour in both directions on those streets. And so even though I-110 has been there for a long time, nobody's much really made a big deal out of turning them back into two-way streets because they're basically residential streets. And yet Grover Robinson, like I said, under his administration, kind of started this idea. And D.C. Reeves, his administration, continues this. It's a priority for the TPO, the Transportation Planning Organization. And so they were talking, what they were basically talking about was spending a couple hundred thousand, I think it's $400,000, if I remember correctly, to study how to do this effectively, because what's going to happen is FDOT is going to basically be doing the resurfacing, and you don't want to come after they've resurfaced and try to do this. You want to get with them in, when they're in the process of doing that so that you reconfigure at the same time as you resurface, and that way you can actually get them to do it, to turn it into a turn each of these streets back into two-way streets. Okay, so speaker comes up, the only speaker at the time, Walter Wallace, and says,
on this resolution here, the problem I have with it, nobody went to the people in the neighborhood and asked them, do they want the street converted? You know, we have a tendency sometimes to put things on people without asking to vote those people.
Okay, criticism number one is you didn't ask us, and you have a tendency as a government to sometimes, you know, tell us what benefits you're going to give us that we don't want, okay? Second?
Number one, Alkanes and MLK is mostly residential. It's not a business street. If you're coming down south on MLK, you don't find no business. The few business you got is when you get, before you get to Texas. From Texar down to Cervantes Street, there's no business. All you got is residential.
So the problem is that you're going to be creating a level of unsafety. It's residential, not business. We don't want you to do it. Number three?
And the thing about another main thing, too, you're not looking at the safety of the kids. Right now, everybody knows McGee Field. It's packed with kids. Now, when they leave that park, when they go on MLK, all they got to look at one way for traffic. Davis Street the same way. Now we got the threat of them trying to look both ways for traffic. And that park is filled.
All right. And third criticism is specifically around McGee Field, a highly used athletic and recreational facility. You're going to create a challenge because no longer will the kids be able to get across the street just by looking the one way. They're going to have to look both ways, and that's going to be dangerous for them. It's a high pedestrian area and so forth, okay? So you hear the criticisms. Now, it was interesting to me because having tracked this issue now for, I mean, gosh, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, this was early in Grover's administration that he announced they wanted to do this. This might be a 5 or 6 year old effort. I knew the answers to his objections. And I was curious how city council and the mayor would address these objections. And sure enough, the mayor stepped up first and took it head on.
I agree with the assessment that these two streets are vastly residential, which is exactly why this is such a vital, important move to go from what was previously before Interstate I-110 in these two roads were meant to move cars quickly.
Yeah, and I mean, what he's saying is, I totally agree with you. We want safety. That's literally why we're doing this. So if you're interested in safety, this is the thing you want to be able to do.
I have not gotten an email since I've been mayor for anybody asking for an interstate in front of their house. But it's usually the opposite. It might be a speed bump. One of the unanimous ways to slow traffic is to turn too fast, lanes going one direction into traffic going two directions.
Right. It's a great example of this citizen showed up and, you know, hadn't known some of the historical discussions, didn't know this was in the works for a long time, and was kind of thinking about it without having heard enough of the conversation to know that, for example, the way you make a street safer is actually by having two-way traffic. You say, how could that be safer? Because cars can run into each other. Yeah, but as a driver, when you're going down MLK or Davis one way, nobody drives the posted speed limit. It's wide open. There's very little traffic. Everybody goes too fast. All of a sudden, if you do what they call road dieting, where you have two-way traffic, you have maybe, you know, you do some visual markers, you narrow the lanes, you do some stuff like it's been done on Pace Boulevard, you actually make people slow down. Even if you don't change the speed limit, you make them slow down. And if they, and they might change the speed limit. That's not been a guarantee. That's going to be part of the study. But you're actually going to make it where people drive more cautiously at lower speed, because originally, remember, the problem was they were two-way streets. We needed to convert them into one-way so that we could maximize speed. So the speed went up when they went to one-way. Therefore, it will go down when you go back to two-way. By the way, John, how long have you lived here?
Maybe. Long time.
Okay. Was it Palafox and Spring were also one-way like this at one time as highway nature kind of streets? That's what the mayor said, and that wasn't familiar to me, but that I maybe had heard that. So if somebody wants to text in and confirm that back a long time ago, that actually was also true, that those were, you know, one-way in order to facilitate the traffic. Anyway, we'll come back to this in a second. It's a very interesting conversation about safety and street design and urban renewal and all of this, and we'll come back to it. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still rolling accident-free this morning. Not seeing any accidents or delays right now. Things are actually looking good. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Back, so again, 437-1620. If you ever want to text me about anything, especially if you think I'm wrong, but, you know, it's okay to agree with me, too. But if you know something like I'm asking, I don't know the history of Palafox, and I think Spring, I thought maybe they were both one-way opposite directions like MLK and Davis are now. Anyway, the conversation here is the proposal to return Davis and MLK to being both two-way streets as an effort to slow them down and make them more safe. Jen Brayer.
This has been on the Eastside Redevelopment's plan of priority projects because of so many residents coming forward and asking for it. So every meeting that I have been there, almost every single meeting, we have had residents come forward and ask when this two-way conversion is going to happen or when we're going to move forward with this. So this actually has been born out of, from my view, the public. So I don't know. So it's come from both the East Side Neighborhood Association has come forward with this request, as have the residents that come before us. So this right here is a study, Mayor, correct? Look at the feasibility of this. So in agreement with all these people that keep hounding us and asking for us to look at this to make their neighborhood safer, it seems like the responsible way to go. So I do appreciate your position, but it has been coming forth regularly from residents of those neighborhoods.
So you remember his first point was you never ask us what we want and you just try to force these benefits on us without finding out whether we want them. What Jen Brayer is saying is, oh my God, for decades, people have been asking for this for a really long time. And we get hounded about this, like when we go to the grocery store. And I just got a text in from somebody who says when he ran for city council, everyone in those neighborhoods wanted these. This is not an elected official, but somebody who was a candidate. When I ran for city council, everyone in those neighborhoods wanted these roads made two-way because of traffic speed. I also suggested making one more of a bike trail. Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Just a, you know... Because the question is, how are bikes going to get north and south through town? There's no, you know, bike lanes are one thing, but they're not great. Anyway, just a, I hadn't thought about that. Allison Patton, another city council member.
This really is a safety issue. I was the one who got it moved up the TPO list, or at least proposed that, and thankfully the TPO supported it, including members of this council. So I do feel strongly that it's an important improvement. I think it will be safer. And I think it's really taking what was formerly sort of an interstate in the middle of a neighborhood and turning those streets back into neighborhood streets.
And so, yeah, the idea here is exactly to reduce speed, to create safety. She was the one, Allison Patton, to get it moved up on the Transportation Planning Organization precisely for safety. It's one of those cases where somebody makes an objection, and what you want to say is, I totally agree with you, and that's why we're doing this. Like, everything you're saying is exactly why we're doing this. Also, an additional safety problem with MLK and Davis being one way, back to Jen Brayer.
One of the biggest complaints from the neighbors that come forward who live on those streets is that people turn the wrong way on them all the time, and it's extremely dangerous. And so that is one of their concerns, is how do we get this so that, you know, to stop that. So I just wanted to point out that this is really born from those neighbors.
And I believe that, because one ways are so odd or unusual. And I know what one of the problems that happens is when you're on a one way and then you're dealing with a one way, like what's the east west? Is it Maxwell and Jordan that are one ways, I think, at that around the interstate? And then you're always kind of like, well, which way do I look? And did I look the right way enough to make sure? And can I right turn here? You know, like, one-way streets are inherently confusing and dangerous because people get it wrong and feel uncomfortable about it. So anyway, this went on to pass unanimously.
Motion passes 5-0.
Good. This is healthy. This is helpful. This is specifically even around McGee Field. This is going to make things better. So this is all upside. I am very much on board with this plan. I'm kind of curious to see what the feasibility of maybe emphasizing bike transit on one as opposed to the other. I'm not quite sure, you know, what the specifics of that would look like. Oh, many of you texting in, by the way, explaining and confirming what I thought was true, which was Palafox and Spring were both one-way opposite directions in the past. And somebody else saying, by the way, there are a few businesses on Martin Luther. And true. And by the way, businesses, what he was getting at was not so much that there weren't businesses, but that it was primarily a residential area. And therefore, he was concerned about safety. And of course, the answer there is there aren't very many businesses. It's primarily a residential area. That's why you want it to be two-way. Okay, that's a better thing. And of course, those businesses will be plenty well-served enough because, again, businesses actually like it two-way because traffic slows down, is more likely to stop. And, you know, if they miss the turn, you know, there's just all kinds of benefits when it comes to two-waying it. So I'm completely on board with this. And it was just an odd moment where somebody had what they thought was the objection and then just didn't really know, you know, kind of the conversation. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
For reliable and trustworthy auto service in Pensacola, look no further than Matrix Auto Service on Davis Highway. Their expert technicians are dedicated to providing top-notch service and repairs for all makes and models. From routine oil changes to complex repairs, they've got you covered. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction, with their number one goal to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, Pensacola. Call them today.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
All we need is somebody to lean on.
Good morning, 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and if you are considering a real estate transaction, you need a good residential real estate broker, you know, somebody who's going to help you with that stuff, an agent. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 165 homes sold last year, 175 homes sold the year before that. When the market was super easy and everybody was buying like crazy and selling like crazy, they were over 200 per year, but still clicking right along, three and a half, four per week. In fact, she was just on Pep Talk not that long ago, and she was saying that they're now starting to get back into the multiple offers, you know, within a day or two or three kind of thing. You know, like it used to be, you'd put a home up for sale like 3 or 4 years ago, you'd put a home up for sale and the same day you'd get 10 offers. Like that was the norm. You know, and then it subsided to where homes are being on the market a little bit longer. Now it's kind of resurging, she says. But if you're thinking about whether it's time to consider getting a beach home or to consider moving to a nicer neighborhood or consider downsizing, I don't know where you're at in life. Everybody's in a different place. Or to buy a rental long-term or an Airbnb, whatever. Give her a call and ask her. Before you make a decision, use her as an expert resource who will help you make that good decision. And then if you decide to make one, implement it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Traffic on the fives now. John Pickens. John?
Well, we've got an accident that just happened on Highway 29 in Detroit Boulevard, and that is with roadblock. But again, it just happened. First responders are on their way there, so it's going to cause some delays on 29. Other than that, I-10, I-110 look good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the 5.
I feel like you made this happen with all your, everything's flowing smoothly, nothing to worry about, don't notice nothing, everything's good. I mean, I'm not like, directly
Thanks.
Quoting.
Thanks.
But okay.
I appreciate that. David, love you, too.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, China now stopping all jet orders from Boeing. That's the latest blow in the ongoing trade war after President Trump hit China with 145% tariffs. Beijing has told Chinese airlines to stop buying aircraft equipment from American companies. In pre-market trading, Boeing stock is down about 3% today. Mark Zuckerberg took the stand this week as a major antitrust trial involving Facebook. Parent company Meta got underway in Washington, D.C., Federal Trade Commission is accusing Meta of creating a monopoly by buying Instagram and WhatsApp. And the 2024 Navy football team is visiting President Trump today at the White House. They'll be celebrating the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, the prize given to the winner of the annual competition between the three big service academies, Navy, Air Force, and Army.
So there's a big trophy for some football champions at the White House today. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
Will J.D. Vance be allowed to attend the ceremony? Oh, you all don't know this story?
I don't.
You didn't see when Ohio State came to the White House, and J.D. Vance and President Trump were there. Vice President Vance and President Trump were there. In matching blue coat, white shirt, red tie, plain red tie, like it looked like mini-me. It was so funny. And then J.D. Vance goes to hoist the trophy with the assistance of one of the players, and it broke in half.
The national championship trophy?
Now, broke is a bit strong, because my theory about this, having no mechanical knowledge of the trophy, is that it's a piece on top that nestles or sits into a bottom base. But when he went to pick it up, apparently they didn't realize this, and the parts separated.
Oops.
And the one part fell on the ground. So,
oops, my bad.
Oh, yeah. No, this was the viral video.
Here's what we think of your trophy.
This was the viral video yesterday was Vance fumbles football championship trophy, right? Recovered by the defense. Anyway. So,
well, we'll keep him away from this one.
Yeah,
then.
So maybe the other military academy trophy.
Just don't let him touch it.
No,
JD.
You're
touchy-touchy.
You saw what happened yesterday.
Send him on a special mission.
We need to have, you know, a ruler, so, you know, whack him on the hand if he goes for that trophy. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 628 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man, so many things. Oh, this was a big news note yesterday, in my opinion, big news note yesterday. You know who Salem Media Group is? John, you obviously know. I used to work for Salem.
I do, yeah.
Salem is the, depending on how you count it, fourth or fifth, maybe, biggest radio network in the country. They're a Christian in their origin. So they put a lot of Christian teaching in talk stations, meaning all day long it's pastors, okay? I used to be on a station like that in Phoenix. Anyway, they also have conservative news stations that are sort of like news radio, roughly in format, having conservative commentary all day long and, you know, news and stuff. They announced, and they also, by the way, they own a whole bunch of online properties, like 100 different Christian websites, like Crosswalk is one of them. They also own Town Hall and, let's see.
Singing News Magazine the website.
Yeah, lots of properties, lots of digital properties that they have. They've been acquiring those. They also have they used to have a bunch of Spanish-speaking religious stations. I remember that was kind of a push a little while back. They have 117 radio stations, 38 networks. They also own like Hot Air, PJ Media, Twitchy, Red State, Town Hall. Okay, anyway, the reason I brought this up is they announced a massive merger of sorts with Donald Trump Jr. and, Laura Trump, who, like, they got stock and Salem merged with them, and they're going to be doing programming, and it's a huge just melding of Salem world with Trump world, which is a fascinating association to me.
Gianna Gelosi, a federal judge in Maryland, is expected to press the Justice Department on the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The president of El Salvador saying he would not return the man to the U.S. in an Oval Office meeting with President Trump yesterday.
I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
While the U.S. government says it doesn't have the power either.
In its latest filing, the government suggests it might not be able to bring Abrego Garcia back. The Department of Homeland Security saying it does not have the authority to forcibly extract an alien from the domestic custody of a foreign sovereign nation.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Jury selection gets underway today in Harvey Weinstein's retrial. He was convicted of rape and sentenced to 23 years 5 years ago, but it was overturned by New York's Court of Appeals due to prejudicial testimony and improper rulings. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 63 degrees and clear skies this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis will be in Pensacola this morning. He's holding a press conference at Pensacola State College. We'll have those comments live, if possible, later this morning. A former surgeon at a local hospital has been convicted of a rape. 54-year-old Dr. Francis Herbold, he was found guilty of sexual battery last Thursday, could face up to 15 years in prison. Herbold formerly practiced at Florida West but was suspended amid those allegations. The incident happened aboard a yacht back in 2023. A group were reportedly socializing during some type of fishing tournament at the end of the night. Herbold reportedly entered a woman's cabin and sexually battered her. Herbold claimed the encounter was consensual. The University of West Florida's 7th annual Day of Giving is happening April 17th. They're aiming to raise $175,000 and 1,200 individual gifts. Donations can be made at dayofgiving.uwf.edu to support various funds, including Argo Athletics and UWF Colleges. Donors can also earn rewards. $20 for a bandana, $30 for socks, $50 for a hat, or $100 for all three of those items, which are exclusive to that event. Well, Governor DeSantis has signed two bills to officially rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America in Florida following President Donald Trump's directive. One bill updates state laws. The other mandates educational materials used in schools to include the new name starting in July. Republican Senator Nick DeSalle sponsored one of the bills. He says Florida's proud to follow Trump's lead and be the first state to officially recognize the Gulf of America. An Escambia County home was destroyed in a fire yesterday. The home on Milestone Boulevard and Cantonment caught fire Monday morning. Flames were first found in the garage and the attic.
It was just boiling out the back of the house there. It was high. An hour later, that house is gone.
And that neighbor talked to Channel 3. No injuries were reported. The cause is still under investigation. Several neighboring homes did suffer heat damage. The fire itself, though, did not spread. The search for five people missing in South Florida has been suspended. The Coast Guard announced yesterday they've called off that search. The five people were from a suspected failed smuggling attempt that left the Bahamas on Friday. Homeland Security says that the missing people are two women from Haiti, one from Jamaica, a man from the Dominican Republic, and a man from the Bahamas. They all went missing on Saturday, 30 miles off of the St. Lucie Inlet. Four others were rescued Sunday by an Air Station Miami crew. The Coast Guard says they searched 1,200 square miles over 7 hours before suspending that search. Senator Rick Scott behind an effort that he says will safeguard national security. He announced yesterday that he and two fellow Republicans have introduced the Military Installation Retail Security Act that bans the Defense Department from authorizing, renewing, or extending long-term retail agreements with companies that have ties to foreign adversaries. As an example, Scott listed countries like China, Russia, Iran, or North Korea. He said allowing companies controlled by our biggest foreign adversaries to operate on military bases would be an unacceptable threat to our national security. 6:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just dealing with one accident right now, Highway 29 and Detroit Boulevard. We've got a roadblock associated with this one on Highway 29 and Detroit, so just be aware of that. That's going to slow down your commute this morning. Also, if you're traveling 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, approaching Windhaven Beach, you're going to see maybe a 7 to 9 minute congestion delay through that area. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Beautiful day today with some passing clouds, high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 76 and a low near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 63 degrees right now in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze and in Milton. Your next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Bank of America is scheduled to report first quarter earnings before the opening bell today. LSEG analysts predict revenue will come in at nearly $27 billion. Bank of America is likely to have benefited from a boost in trading revenue in the quarter, while consumer credit and wealth management held up in the period. Treasury yields rose this morning after a brief pullback yesterday, resuming a sell-off streak as investors continue to move away from U.S. government debt. The benchmark 10-year Treasury rose almost 2 basis points to trade at 4.384%. American Airlines plans to offer in-flight Wi-Fi for free in 2026. The complimentary service, sponsored by AT&T, will be available for members of American Airlines Advantage Loyalty Program. Futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 312, the NASDAQ up 107, the S&P 500 up 42. Once again, futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 312. That's your money now.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
Bands on the Beach is back, so bring a lawn chair or a towel and get ready to enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, the Disco Kiss will be taking the stage, playing the
Listen
best
up,
songs
fellow
from the
Gen
biggest
Xers,
bands
Elizabeth
of the 70s,
Banks
80s, 90s,
the recommended
and 2000s.
Age for pneumococcal
bring a blanket or a lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. Stop by the
Even
Cat Catcher's Tent. It's Bands
it's
on the Beach
to lead
every
the way.
Tuesday night
We've
at 7
before.
At the Gulfside Pavilion.
Music videos,
hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that will have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I saw this story, and it was the kind of thing that so horrified me that I definitely wanted to share with you. This is, you know how when you're in a company and you've got, like, you're always trying to keep your IT security, you're trying to tell people don't click on the links, don't get phished. If you, you know, if there's anything suspicious about the email, you know, be careful downloading attachments, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? I don't know about you, but we get reminded of this all the time. Because it only takes one time, you know, and if one time it happens, everybody's messed up for a long time. Well, there's a whole new kind of weird problem that companies are facing. The problem is fake job seekers. Okay, so in the constellation of things you have to deal with these days, people will, this is like before this story even, I'm just kind of giving you some background context. Is people will apply for a job, interview, and then ghost the employer. Even for real jobs. Like, not, I'm not just talking about, like, you know, starter jobs, okay? But, like, you know, real career-type jobs. They just decide they're not going to do it, and they just cut off contact. They don't call you. They just don't show up. Or they show up a day, and then they don't show up again. Like, there's all kinds of weird things like that going on. This is sort of next level of that in my mind. The new threat to companies is job seekers who aren't even the person that they claim to be. They use AI to fabricate photo IDs, to generate fake employment histories, and even to provide answers during interviews. So the AI is telling you how to answer the question, and I'm assuming that they even use, for example, AI voices, maybe even AI video. So you think you're interviewing somebody and you're interviewing not them, but AI assisted, artificial intelligence generated profiles that might even include them interacting with you using AI. I mean, obviously they're not in the room with you. They're over the telephone or the video conference or whatever. The rise of AI-generated employee like candidate profiles, the expectation is by 2028, one in four job candidates will be fake. One in four. You say, well, what does this mean? Once somebody gets hired, even if they're fake, well, they could be a malicious actor. And once they're on the inside of your company, like physically inside your company, like they've shown up to work, they can plant malware. They can install viruses. They can search for information. Like, apparently this is a scheme to hurt, leverage, defraud, blackmail, right? From the inside, by, for example, let's say somebody who didn't actually go to engineering school but uses AI technology in order to purport to be an accomplished with a resume, couple of years of experience, electrical engineer, you hire them, and all of a sudden they're inside your company putting stuff in your computer. Like, yeah. What? Startup pin drop security, a voice authentication startup. So they're in the tech world, right? Posted a job opening. One candidate stood out from hundreds of others. The applicant was a Russian coder named Ivan. Seemed to have all the right qualifications for the senior engineering role. Interviewed over video last month, Pindrop's recruiter noticed that Ivan's facial expressions were slightly out of sync with his words. That's because the guy that they since call him Ivan X was a scammer using deepfake software and other generative AI tools in a bid to get hired by the tech company and do God knows what, because at least they caught it. The co-founder of the company says, this is an article that was on CNBC. Generative AI has blurred the line between what it is to be human and what it means to be a machine. And what we're seeing is that individuals are using these fake identities and fake faces and fake voices to secure employment, even sometimes going so far as doing a face swap with another individual who shows up for the job. So A grabs B's identity, A earns the job, like some duo tandem telephone scam, and then sends A in to do the dirty work of implanting the thing. Cybersecurity and cryptocurrency firms have seen a recent surge in fake job seekers, industry experts told to CNBC. Companies are often hired for remote roles because you never see them in person. They present valuable targets for bad actors. Ben Sasser of Bright Hire said he first heard of the issue a year ago and that the number of fraudulent job candidates has ramped up massively this year. His company helps more than 300 corporate clients in finance, tech, and healthcare assess prospective employees in video interviews. But the issue is not specifically just in the tech industry. More than 300 U.S. firms inadvertently hired imposters with ties to, are you ready? North Korea. For IT work, including a major national TV network, a defense manufacturer, an automaker, and other Fortune 500 companies, according to the Justice Department in a report that they put out apparently in May. Every time, this is Lily Infante of Cat Labs, a Florida-based startup. It's a cryptocurrency cybersecurity firm. She says, every time we list a job posting, we get 100 North Korean spies applying for it. When you look at their resumes, they look amazing. They use all the keywords for what we're looking for. Just, and this another firm says, yeah, in October, we inadvertently hired a North Korean software engineer. The worker used AI to alter a stock photo combined with a valid but stolen U.S. identity, got through background checks, including 4 video interviews. And he was only discovered after the company found suspicious activity coming from his account. Good luck hiring managers. I don't know what to tell you. John, you got traffic on the fives, and we'll talk about it a little bit. John?
Yes, we've got 2 accidents to let you know about. One just happened at 52nd Avenue and Fairfield Drive. It's a vehicle crash with roadblocks, so be careful there. Also, Highway 29 Detroit Boulevard, if you are traveling southbound on 29, you'll notice a small delay there. Also, 98 eastbound, seeing some delays. I'd say about a 7 to 9 minute delay. And also, if you are on, let's see here, where was it? If you're on Scenic Highway headed north to Highway 90, I'm seeing some major backups there. But I don't see any accidents associated with that, so we'll keep our eye on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, inside your home, you've got some complicated systems, air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing, things that, you know, require some expertise in order to effectively and safely install and or repair. Peden, they take care of all of that stuff, and kind of makes sense. They're all kind of hang together. You know, it's not like doing electrical is the same as doing, pipes for plumbing, but they're all that kind of complicated stuff inside your home, so they figure, let's just take care of all of it for people. So they have been around for 55 years, all along the Gulf Coast, Panama City, Tallahassee, Pensacola, of course, and Ellison Field. They've got, you know, Baldwin County they expanded to a couple years ago. Last year they expanded to Mobile. And, you know, professional service, high-quality products, 100% satisfaction guarantee, stand behind the work, show up on time, do what they're supposed to do. And right now, during the month of April, Peden is helping you take care of allergens, dust, pollen, dander, any of the things that make you cough, hack, sneeze, and just generally feel miserable. They can help you get rid of that stuff with a home filtration and air quality system. $250 off indoor air quality systems during the month of April. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. 649 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John is going to give you an opportunity to comment. This we got a couple of texts I'll get to in a second, but That's very discouraging.
It's discouraging, but the problem is it's been going on for a while.
Right.
Right. And, you know, it's like...
They're just better at it now.
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't surprise me.
I mean, what AI is doing to facilitate lying, deception, fraud, and spying is almost unfathomable. I used to feel bad, and I still do, of course, but you know, I used to feel like a great... I mean, it's sad when you see scammers exploit the elderly.
Right.
They tend to have more money, and they tend to be very vulnerable. Okay, to psychological manipulation, the fake phone call, your grandson's in jail, I need you to send the money. There's actually a really interesting movie about that, Thelma, we just watched. It's kind of about that basic scam.
You saw a movie about
that? I did, yeah. Anyway, okay. But now when you can fabricate voices, fabricate identities, you can do all this stuff. Like, it's almost amazing it's not more widespread, right? And you can understand why companies would fall prey to this. In fact, I got several texts in saying basically the same thing. You know, yep, started in North Korea. This is common for a long time now. China's been doing that for decades. U.S. is just figuring it out. That's how they steal all of our military stuff, because they get somebody on the inside. This person says, I don't know enough about the actual how it happens to say, but that's what they're saying. What really clued the companies in to know something was wrong was when the interview said, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Just crazy, crazy stuff. And again, I've been married a long time.
COVID had a lot to do with this,
right, because everybody went to remote work.
Right.
And that became the norm. I often think about this. Like, I've been married for 27 years, and I think, you know, I'm glad I don't have to deal with the dating stuff, because all of the just crazy things, you know what I mean? But, you know, companies don't have the luxury of not dating new employees, you know, not entertaining offers and looking for people. That's what you have to do. It's a big, wide, ugly world out there. So somebody says, I have 30 software engineers working for me. I started hiring them in 2013. I've only seen this issue get worse. Nothing new, just using new methods. Last job posting, over 250 resumes came in. Thankfully, we have really good filters, but there's definitely a lot of fraud out there. Somebody else, by the way, 437-1620, somebody says, it sounds like smart. I was kind of curious what local folks are experiencing on this, and it sounds like, oh, yeah, Andrew, and worse than you say. Like, this is not news to us.
Wow.
Sounds like smart companies will be doing more in-person interviews and hiring investigative practices before securing. And somebody says, it's very common for the so-called dating sites, and people get scammed big time all the time, you know, over and over and over again, taken for thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, yeah, I wish I had, like, really, here's the good news out of all this. And I don't know, you got anything, John? Because I don't have anything.
No, I don't know where to go with this one right now.
I mean, God, and the problem is it's not people who aren't trying to do their due diligence. It's people who are, but the fraud is good enough to make it past 1, 2, 3 layers of self-defense. That's scary. 652 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Every year, millions of older adults suffer from abuse, neglect, or exploitation, often in silence. If you suspect elder abuse, report it. One call can make a difference. Contact your local area agency on aging at 1-800-963-5337 or visit elderaffairs.org. Let's protect our elders. See something, say something.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Thursday at 9 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, Adana Elder will be in the studio to enlighten you on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9 with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Vincent, don't change the shirt. It's a nice touch.
Six 54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody texts in and says, Andrew, very informative. Thank you. Also, be sure to balance off your sort of negative story about AI with a good story about how AI is helping people do things they couldn't do. Oh, it's certainly true. AI is a tool. And it can be like any tool, whether it's a gun or a car or electricity, you know, or a rolling pin. You know, it can be used for good.
A rolling pin? I'm thinking cast iron skillet.
You thinking a rolling pin cannot be used for wickedness?
Well, cast iron skillet's better.
You know, every tool can be used or misused. That's the nature of the thing. 6:55, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 and Detroit Boulevard. The road is now open. Just seeing some minor delays associated with that. Also, 52nd Avenue and Fairfield Drive. Got a vehicle crash with a roadblock in that area, so you definitely want to avoid that. And I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly this morning. Not seeing any delays there, but if you're on 98 eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, you're going to see some congestion delays, about a 10 to 12-minute delay right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Headline, addiction is a growing problem for OnlyFans users. Oh, really?
Why would that be, Andrew? Please inform us.
Where's my breaking news sounder? You know, well, this just in: men get addicted to sexually related behavior, talk, and images. Oh, look at probably a government study. That's right. Oh,
had
my
to.
God.
I'm sorry.
No, if you don't. If you're not familiar with OnlyFans, and God bless you if you're not, I speak all from like second and third person, like the reporting. But the basic idea of it is that women use, and there I think there are other websites too. It's just this is the most infamous one. Women are making massive amounts of money by selling not just video and pictures, but selling interaction. Right, you subscribe or you pay for text messages, emails, phone calls, you know, interaction, relationship, fake relationship that you're paying for, but you know, it's sort of escorts instead of prostitution, right? That's kind of the vaguely through technology, that's what it is. And apparently, you know, you always see these stories, you know, this woman made, she was a teacher making $50,000 a year, now she makes $50,000 a week. Okay, put all that aside. Why do men spend so much money on this? Because they do. And it's not women, right? And it's all kinds of weird, freaky stuff on here. Okay, people get in their weird things.
Please do explain.
No, I'm not going to. It's a parasocial fantasy, okay? That's not my term. That's the term being used here. Everybody knows addiction to pornography. People aren't as familiar with addiction to this. It's not straight-up porn. It's not that. But the reason I think largely women, but maybe men also, don't understand this thing is because you start off not understanding, for example, like a strip club. Everybody thinks, or most people think, that a strip club is about nudity. Oh, no. I mean, not really. That's not where the money is. The money in a strip club is in cultivating a relationship with a customer who's going to pay you for, I mean, yes, private dances. But in the private dance, it's not the... You know, the visual, it's the compliments. It's the, oh, sweetie, how was your day? It's, oh, that sounds difficult. Tell me more about it. You're so strong. You're so handsome. That's the money because it's romance, fake psychology, relationship. It's the feeling of admiration, the feeling of love, the feeling of being wanted and desired. That's what's being sold. And men will pay through the nose to get that from somebody. And so you take that in the context of the digital realm, what are they getting? Affirmation, praise, encouragement, relationship, kindness from a sexy chick. And they will pay through the nose to have that. So that's the bad news. Men are super vulnerable to this. The good news, if you want it, ladies, is it's what your man wants. He wants to be admired and praised and given affection and love. It's not so much just about nudity and sex. It's about that admiration and encouragement and having somebody who finds you interesting. Local talk.